Welcome back to Sports Talk. Time now for QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money. Drive safely in the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Christian Garrick here. We welcome in now Saints quarterback Drew Brees. It's been a while since we've had you on Sports Talk with this crazy schedule. Glad to have you back, Drew.
Yeah, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Now, Drew, now we're going to reflect back because it seems like that was even a different season. But you're looking at the season opener. 88 points combined scored in that game. The most in week one in the NFL game was 48-40, kind of a shootout. Who's going to have the ball last? I know we came out the gate smoking. How did that game seem to you? Is it like, whoa, it's one of those games that's going to be like whoever has the ball last is going to win? Or what was your take from that a game that obviously everyone's focused on because you're opening the 2018 campaign?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we expected it to be, you know, a 48-40 game. You know, we felt like there were some good things that we could do offensively. We felt like opening up at home, you know, get the tempo going and just, you know, just jump out of there. And I mean, we started off, you know, really good in that game. I think the halftime score was like 31-24. You know, both teams had scored a lot of points. You know, unfortunately, we had that turnover that they returned for a touchdown, you know, which obviously at the end of the day was a difference maker in the game. Really, the two turnovers we had in that game were both difference makers. One they got a touchdown on, the other one, you know, we were in field goal range. So, I mean, listen, they played lights out on the other side of the ball. I think they're, you know, obviously a divisional opponent, you know, and knowing how explosive they are, you know, we felt like, you know, hey, they're going to make some plays. You know, we got to make sure that we take advantage of every opportunity we get.
Now, Drew, looking at the Dallas game, obviously you want to get off to a fast start, and we have gotten off to a fast start, scoring on that first drive, the first possession. And I think you mentioned this before, you play long enough, you're going to have some positive and negative numbers. And on a positive note, you became the first player in NFL history to throw 30 touchdown passes in 10 seasons. And then you look what occurred in that game, and I guess it could have been kind of a surreal moment because, you know, you used to getting off to a fast start, but the first two drives netted, the Saints would have combined 5 yards. You threw 4 passes in those series, did not connect on any of them. And then, you know, kind of a quirk, I guess, in stats, and you look at what has occurred. It was the most passes thrown incomplete to start a game for yourself in your whole career. Think about all of this. So how do you handle adversity? Just, okay, I'm going to move on to the next series, or were you kind of maybe shocked that you didn't get off the hot start?
Well, you know, I go back and obviously when I watched the tape after the game, felt like we could have had completions on all those plays, you know. So much of the passing game is timing and rhythm, and was off on the first pass to Kirkwood. You know, that should have been a completion. And then really the next one to Mike as well. And, you know, Mike made a great catch on that third down play. Unfortunately, you know, they ruled it an incomplete pass during the game, and it would have been hard to overturn, you know, from looking at the when we challenged it. But,
right.
I always talk to myself about my timing. You know, my timing, my feet. You know, my feet talk to me out there. You know, they tell me where the ball is going and when the ball is supposed to come out. You know, so based upon the timing of my feet and the rhythm that's created with that, I know when the ball needs to come out. And then if I trust that, then it's typically accurate.
Now, Drew, I know you and Coach Payton and just the organization, you talk about playing complementary football. And I know you have to be encouraged by this going forward. You look at the Saints' defense, and you look at week one against the Bucs that failed to force a turnover or record a sack. But you look since week two. This is very encouraging. 10th in the NFL in yards allowed per game. Look, 7th in points allowed per game, giving them 20 points a game. 2nd in sacks with 37, tied for 1st in the turnover margin. You know, when you look at that, plus 11. And then, you know, look at number one rush defense. Now, we've still given up yards passing, but bend but don't break. Can you be stout? Red zone defense. So just talk about playing complementary football and that you got to be encouraged by that. that I think it does matter how you lose. You look at the first game against Tampa Bay, and you're in a shootout. Okay, we score, you score, we score, then it goes on. Then basically a track meet, whoever has the ball last. But I'm telling you what, a lot of the Houdat Nation and the fans are so encouraged. If our defense played like they played against Dallas and what they've done basically the last four games especially, we really encourage and really optimistic going forward, and that it could be a bump in the road, however you describe it, what occurred against Dallas. But going forward, I think Saints fans are really encouraged, and I think as a team, and you got to be encouraged how well the defense has played.
Absolutely. Man, they're playing so well together, really all facets of it. I think the key stats that you talked about, I mean, first and foremost is points per game, right? You know, that's
right.
That's what's going to win and lose games. And then obviously there's factors that go into that. The ability to make a team one-dimensional is huge, you know, and so the run defense being, like, I think it's number one, right? Number one run defense
right.
In the league. Man, that forces teams to be one-dimensional. That allows you to tune up your pass rush, tune up your pressure packages, and then you get pressure on the quarterback. You get sacks, which were high in sacks, and then that helps create turnovers, which, you know, we've been turnovers have been coming in bunches for our defense here, especially over the last 4 or 5 weeks. So, man, that is winning football. It's not just winning football. That's championship football.
Drew, I forgot my first question because Bobby asked too many questions in a row, so you have to forgive me. But just tell me how much has changed with this Tampa defense since Mike Smith isn't the coordinator anymore. Is it more simple for them? I know personnel-wise they're kind of beat up on the back end, but are they playing more base defense? Or just tell me some of the things that you've seen change over the last 6 weeks with this defense.
You know, I think the scheme itself is pretty similar. They've had a lot of turnover at their just different positions, you know, with some injuries and guys in and out of the lineup from week to week. You know, for example, we might see a whole new group of, you know, corners this week that didn't play last week, you know, but they played the week before. So that's been a little different for them, but. Man, they're playing really good up front. You know, they've been getting pressure on the quarterback. They've been getting a bunch of sacks. I think obviously everyone knows Gerald McCoy, but the addition of JPP was big for them this offseason. And Vita Vea is playing well inside, and they got some other guys too. So they've got some horses that can rush the passer. And then, I think a product of that is, you know, over the last couple of weeks, they've been able to generate some turnovers on the back end. So I think all in all, they're playing with a lot of confidence. You know, they've won two straight. They're playing well. And so I'd say maybe just the mentality, you know, is a little different maybe than when we, you know, played them under the previous coordinator.
QB to QB here on Saints Radio with Saints quarterback Drew Brees. And Drew, how important is the month of December as you, you know, make that run towards the playoffs?
Well, of course it's important, you know, because it's the end of the season and you want to be an ascending team, right? You want to be playing your best as you approach the playoffs. But bottom line is I think if we just, you know, each week is going to symbolize something. You know, each week is going to mean something. This week, if we win this game, we're division champs, you know, and that was goal number one, right? On our list of goals
right.
Coming into this season was to repeat as division champs. And we have the opportunity to do that by controlling our own destiny by going out and winning this football game, you know, on the road in the division. So no better way to do that. So that's number one. And then we'll worry about each game as it comes after that, because each one is going to be meaningful, you know. But let's just focus on getting the next win, and that's this week, so that we can call ourselves division champs again.
Drew, what did Bowen get for his tooth from the Tooth Fairy? What's the going rate in the Tooth Fairy for the Brees household?
Well, I think I usually give them like $2 or $3, but I think the front tooth, I didn't know this, but I guess the front tooth, you get a little more money. So I think he got $10 for the front tooth.
Okay.
So I was kind of looking at, when I heard that, I was kind of looking at the Tooth Fairy like, we're giving $10 for teeth now?
And all like, well, teeth his front tooth.
It's his front tooth, so that's a little more meaningful, you know. You only have two big front teeth, right? So So yeah, he got a little front tooth bonus for the Tooth Fairy.
Drew, the owner, Miss Gail Benson, Saints owner, Pelicans owner, Gail Benson. Did you see the donation she made to the Chapultepec Walmart the layaway plan? Basically, $100,000, and it paid off 400 orders. Just talk about the generosity there at a great time of the year.
Oh man, well, Gail Benson is probably one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet in your life, and has such a generous heart, and is always thinking about what she can do for other people. That's been a hallmark of Mrs. Benson, and I think she brought out the best in Mr. Benson in that regard as well, and what they did together in regards to giving back to this community, and I'm sure what she'll continue to do is pretty remarkable. I mean, it set such a great example for our entire organization.
Now, Drew, how do you break it down when you're looking at film and obviously the personnel, who's playing? Because someone you might have seen who was taking snaps in September is not even playing in November or December. And the reason why I bring that up, because you look overall, and it could be deceptive. Look, Tampa Bay's ranked 27th defensively, 21st against the run, 28th against the pass. But if you look, what have you done for me lately? And I think you kind of mentioned this previously, along with the Saints defense, that it's a continuous process. You look at since week 7, the Saints are number one in the National Football League in sacks with 25, but Tampa Bay is right behind it with 24. And then I know you're trying to sustain drives. I'm looking at Tampa Bay since week 7. They have the fourth best third down defense, only giving up 33% conversion rate. So when you break it all down, you could play somebody in September and not even seem like, even though it is the same season, that you're really playing the same team if it's like, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks later.
Yeah, we have a saying that it's not who you play, it's when you play them. Because like you said, there's so many factors. Especially, it's interesting with the divisional opponent, because obviously those are the teams that you play twice. And a lot of times, you know, they'll schedule them one at the beginning of the year and then one at the end of the year. And so, man, it can be a totally different team based upon injury or based upon, you know, you had young players that all of a sudden are right. developing, or hey, maybe you changed the scheme a little bit, or there was a coaching change, or you know, whatever it might be, or you just kind of find your bread and butter, right? You kind of come into your own. And so I definitely think that this is a better defense than what we faced, you know, first game of the year. And obviously, you know, you're playing on the road. And so there's the, you know, the challenges that come with that. But they've won two straight, you know, so they're right. playing with a lot of confidence.
Drew, with the possibility of having rain on Sunday, have you guys practiced, or will that be later on with wet ball drill? And, you know, what's some of the thinking that goes into play when you do have to deal with the weather in that regard?
Yeah, we'll do all that stuff. We do the wet ball drill, and, you know, you talk about, hey, what's the field going to be like? You know, what field conditions, you know, what type of shoes do we need to wear? You know, receivers, obviously, what type of gloves are they wearing? You know, just all those things that come with a little bit of inclement weather.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees, good luck this Sunday against the Buccaneers.
All right, guys, thank you.
Right, thanks, Drew.
QB to QB brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.